Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, we've got a SWAT standoff in Studio City. Some nearby homes evacuated. We're going to get to that in just 1 minute. But first, the LA County Board of Supervisors could decide today whether to extend the moratorium on evictions locally. Let's get that from KNX 1070's John Baird.
The extension, of course, would be for tenants who have been impacted by the pandemic, and there are hundreds of thousands of them possibly facing eviction across California because they're behind in the rent, and some three-fourths of them are said to be people of color. The state is also looking at extending the eviction ban, but hasn't taken action yet. And L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis says the board needs to jump in.
They're trying to immediately rectify a potential tsunami crisis that we will see in terms of more homeless unless we do something immediately.
But some landlords are fed up and barely hanging on themselves, and they don't want to see another extension granted. They want to be able to evict tenants if possible. Daniel Uchelson is with the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles.
There's been a lot of people out there taking full advantage of this situation, not paying their rent.
California has received over $5 billion in aid, enough money to pay off all back rent, and the governor says the state can do it and will do it. But it hasn't happened yet. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This morning, the police ran a standoff with a possible burglary suspect, barricaded himself inside his Hummer in Studio City. CBS 2 reports this all started about 2:30 this morning, when officers responded to a report near the intersection of Elihar Drive and Coldwater. That's just a little bit, that's kind of like parallels the river, as Jen's been saying up there. Officers found a woman with cuts and bruises, apparently from the burglary attempt. She was taken to the hospital. A SWAT team is there. Some of the nearby condos, which line Coldwater up along there, have been evacuated.
The local L.A. Board of Education is going to meet today, expected to approve this deal with the teachers union. It's part of the process. This would allow in-person instruction 5 days a week in the upcoming school year. The teachers union did approve the agreement last week. The members ratified the decision from the leadership, which calls for continued safety protocols, mask wearing at schools as well, whether kids are vaccinated or not, and continued testing at least every 2 weeks, along with the regular cleaning and air filter replacement at LAUSD campuses.
South LA beating out the Valley for the severe traffic crashes.
The dubious distinction normally goes to the Valley, but that area actually saw a big drop in collisions involving severe injury or death last year, as did Central and West LA. Meanwhile, South LA saw a 23% increase compared to the prior year. Transportation Department spokesman Colin Sweeney points out essential workers did not have the luxury of staying home.
Some areas of the city saw declines in traffic and relatively open streets and calm streets, while other areas saw less declines and, in some cases, streets being more deadly than they had in prior years, which caught our attention as something that needs to be addressed.
The drop in traffic last year resulted in far fewer total collisions, but it also made speeding easier, which raised the percentage of collisions that resulted in severe injury or death. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Grand jury in Orange County criticizing the agencies that run the toll roads. It's issued a report saying that they have to become They've become too bureaucratic with no end in sight. Among other things, the grand jury says they should focus more on paying off the debts and told them to actually come up with a plan soon to get rid of all the debts within 20 years. Also wants them to move forward transitioning toll roads to regular freeways.
The California ban on large capacity gun magazines might in fact be struck down today. A federal appeals court will decide whether the law that prohibits gun magazines that hold 10 or more rounds of ammunition is constitutional or does it violate the Second Amendment. Prop 63 was approved by two-thirds of California voters in 2016. Now, this is the same court that put an indefinite hold on a judge's ruling that did overturn the state's 30-year-old ban on assault weapons.
We talk about how the state and locals are trying to figure out what to do about evictions and trying to extend moratoriums. Well, a lot of people still trying to figure out how to fix the Employment Development Department. State lawmakers reacting to the latest figures showing the backlog in unprocessed claims continues to grow. Republican Assemblyman Kevin Kiley has been involved in a number of measures trying to shake up the agency.
And you don't see any great improvement. And so I think that, you know, while I will support legislative measures to provide specific solutions to specific problems at EDD, I think that the broader legislative imperative is to try to change the way our state government works and our state bureaucracies work.
He says the state government here in California needs to do a much better job in terms of being customer service oriented, much more like private businesses.
Well, as the Queen Mary remains closed and awaiting major repairs, Long Beach officials are getting concerned about that big old Soviet submarine that's on display right next to it. Sub's been sitting there for more than 20 years. You put water into, or put metal into salt water, it's going to corrode. And guess what? It's so badly corroded it might roll over or sink in a way that might damage the ocean liner. So they want it taken away. And the Long Beach Post says that even though it's unclear who actually owns the sub right now, city officials think its former operator should be paying for the removal.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.